Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Our family has to heat our home with wood. We chop the wood, we split the wood, we carry the wood into the house, and then we use the wood to burn in the wood stove. Sometimes my boys, who are 6 and 8, try to carry big loads of wood in because the bigger the load, the less trips they have to make, right? Well, carrying big loads of wood is hard work. We grunt and we groan and it's hard. It's cumbersome. The wood will fall from our arms and we stagger from the wood pile to the house. But one day, someone, I don't know who, had the brilliant idea to use the wheelbarrow. It was just sitting there, out in the yard. Once we went and got the wheelbarrow, we could now take massive loads of wood in just one trip. It was so easy. It saved so much work and so much effort. That's kind of like Jesus. He is like the wheelbarrow. He's just waiting for us to turn to Him in prayer and let Him carry our problems and our burdens. He is our friend. He is there for you if you ask Him. Let's sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear.
Can you say the books of the Bible in one breath? I'm going to try it, and you can try it along with me. Are you ready? Take a big, deep breath, and then we're going to say it together. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. How'd you do? Were you able to do it? Oh, well, if you can't, that's okay. Just keep practicing. The more you know it, the easier it'll be and the faster you'll be able to go. Now, we don't want to just learn the books of the Bible just to say it really fast. We want to learn them so that we know how to find Bible verses. But if you can say something really fast correctly, that means that you know it. Hello, boys and girls. I'm glad that you're joining me again today as we study about Jesus being taken
by the mob and by Judas. What had happened last time, do you remember? What did his disciples do? They ran off. They ran away. Even though Peter, who had boasted that he would never leave Jesus, he told everyone else, "Let's go, let's get out of here." Jesus was alone with the mob in the Garden of Gethsemane because his frightened disciples had run away and left him. Now we're going to learn what happened to Jesus next. But first, let's pause and let's pray that his Spirit will be with us. Lord, send your Spirit to come into our hearts to understand what we are reading. Help us to know how we can be like you, so that we can follow you and learn of you, and that when we are in a situation where people are mean to us, that we can be kind back. Amen. With his hands tied, Jesus was taken to Annas, who had been the high priest. But now his son-in-law, Caiaphas, was the high priest. So Annas had been the high priest, and now his son-in-law was the high priest. Do you know what a son-in-law is? Well, for example, my parents have a daughter, which is me. They have other kids too, but we'll just use me as an example. My parents have me as their daughter. I got married, and now my husband is called their son-in-law. So Annas was the high priest, and now his daughter's husband, Caiaphas, was the high priest. Annas wanted Jesus to say that he was the Son of God. He was all ready to just get it all done and find out that Jesus is guilty and to have him killed. He wanted Jesus to admit that he was the Son of God, and then the Jewish council would decide that he should die. And if he could prove that Jesus was secretly trying to start a new kingdom, guess what? The Romans would also say that he should die. And they kind of needed the Romans to go along and agree with them, because technically the Jews were not allowed to kill anybody. Let's look at John chapter 18, and we're going to pick up where we left off last time. We are going to find out what was happening to Jesus as he was taken to Annas. John chapter 18, that's the big numbers, 1-8, John chapter 18, and then you're going to look for verse 12 and 13. John is the fourth book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 18, that's the big numbers, and look for the little numbers, verse 12 and 13. Here's what it says.
Then the detachment of troops and the captain and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him, and they led him away to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest that year.
They're trying to get Jesus to say that he was setting up a kingdom and that he was sneaking around trying to start this kingdom. But Jesus told Annas that he had never done anything in secret. What else did Jesus say that led an officer to hit him? Let's read verse 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, and 24. That's six verses. John chapter 18, and we're going to read verse 19 through 24. John 18, verse 19 through 24. Here's what it says.
The high priest then asked Jesus about his disciples and his doctrine. Jesus answered him, "I spoke openly to the world. I always taught in synagogues and in the temple where the Jews always meet. And in secret I have done nothing. Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me what I said to them. Indeed, they know what I said." And when he had said those things, one of the officers who stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, "Do you answer the high priest like that?" Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil bear witness of the evil. But if well, why do you strike me? Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest.
Jesus told him, I was here in the synagogue. I was teaching. I was preaching openly. I've been right there. You can even ask people who have been around me. I have never done anything in secret. Annas knew that what Jesus said was true. He also knew that he and the other priests and rulers would be disobeying their own law by having this trial at night. Because remember, when did they arrest Jesus? In the middle of the night. And then they took him and started this trial, and that was illegal. They could not have a trial at night. It had to be during daylight hours. So they had to wait. Jesus was then taken to Caiaphas. Annas went along too. Soon some other council members arrived and the trial began. The priests had paid people to lie about Jesus. But you know what? Their lies were not making any sense. They were all getting mixed up and confuddled, and one would say one thing and another would say the opposite, and they were becoming angry and frustrated. But guess what Jesus did? He stood quiet, he stood patiently, and he was just waiting. Finally, Caiaphas said something in a way that Jesus knew he needed to answer. And when he gave that answer, he knew that it would be the excuse they needed to have him killed. Everyone watched. Everyone listened. Would he tell the truth? Did you know it's very important to tell the truth? There's a commandment that says, thou shalt not lie. It's important to always tell the truth. Even if you think that you might get in trouble, always tell the truth. Even if somebody might get hurt because you tell the truth, always tell the truth. There is never, ever an excuse to lie. I think of the story of Corrie ten Boom. They were living in Holland during the time when the Germans were coming in and killing the Jews. They would find people who were Jews and they would send them to camps, and many of them were killed. It was called the Holocaust. Well, Corrie and her family and other relatives, they were hiding Jews and trying to protect them and get them to safety. One day they had a group of Jews in the house and they heard that the police were coming. And so they quickly had them hide. And there was a hiding place under the table that was like a cellar. So they put them down in the cellar, put the rug over it and the table on top. And the table had a big tablecloth that covered around the table, even hung down some. Well, as they were sitting there, the police came and they wanted to look. They said, you've been accused of hiding Jews and we're here to look. And if we find any Jews in your house, you will all be killed. And so they opened the door and they said, you are welcome to look. So they looked and they looked and they looked. And finally they looked at the little girl and they said, where are you hiding these Jews? And she gave them the biggest smile and she said, why, under the table. And they looked over at the table and it was draped in a tablecloth that hung down almost to the floor. And they crept over and they flung the tablecloth off and there was nothing there. What they didn't know was that the Jews were hiding under the table, but under the floor under the table. The police left and the family was safe and they were able to get the Jews to safety. That little girl told the truth and those Jews were still safe and her family was still safe. It's important to always tell the truth. Do you tell the truth, even if you know you might get in trouble? It's important. One of the Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not lie. We are to tell the truth in every case, in every instance, no matter how scary it might be, we must always tell the truth, and God will take care of us. He will provide. Jesus didn't tell a lie, and we're going to find out what he said next time. Let's pray and ask Jesus to help us to always be truthful. Dear Lord, help us to be truthful, Even if we think we could get in trouble, help us to always tell the truth, that we will follow your example. Amen. We have our memory verse. Do you remember what it is? Psalm 86, verse 5. For you, O Lord, are good and ready to forgive. Jesus is always ready to forgive, even when we make mistakes. Let's sing this song together.
Psalm 86, verse 5.
For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive, and abundant in mercy unto all them that call upon you. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive, and abundant in mercy unto all them that call
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.